This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Like I said, a million things going on. Supreme Court says that Donald Trump can temporarily enforce military trans ban. Just to give you a little bit of a heads up on what's going on. A lot of other things. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, cracks. The world is ending in 12 years. Just a few of the headlines going on. Of course, in the first 2 hours, we've been covering this whole thing about the lawyers for MAGA hat teens threatens lawsuit against the media. That's a big thing. School closes over security concerns. SNL writer offers oral sex for anyone who punches students. Black Hebrews taunt. Just a little bit of craziness. Is Tijuana prepared for the next caravan? That's the big question. And murders in Mexico set new record. Political shifts, sales slump, cast shadow over gun industry. There we go. And then we got this football thing going on. The L.A. Rams versus the Patriots is going to be kind of a big thing. But, you know, some of the big things happening here. We're going to be reading to grievance number 52 today. Grievance 52 from New California. And also celebrating the fact that yesterday New Nevada came on board. Following the lead of the New California State Movement, New Nevada declared itself independent yesterday. There's only two states that have done that, or two states, New Nevada and New California. Is there going to be a new Illinois? And the answer to that is yes. They're going to declare. So is Hawaii. Oh, there's a trend going on. And so is Oregon. There is a trend going on, my friend. Fear and zeal over more guns. This is Belisario sells New Brazil to Davos elite. Guess what they're doing in Brazil? They're saying more guns for the citizens. Hey, are you kidding me? I thought it was just the United States. Well, you know, of course, they're trying to take our guns away, especially if you're here in California, right? New California will stop all that, though. However, I do want to get into the caravan business. I think it's really important that we understand that the invasion of our southern border is still going on. Another caravan is heading its way up to the north and going to go to, guess where? Their goal is to go to Tijuana, to California. It should be a surprise. I mean, California has the largest number of illegal immigrants that it's taking in, and highest rate of, well, welfare and everything else. We give them driver's licenses. We make them citizens of California. What's up with that little routine, right? What is up with that? Well, that's just that's what happens. That's what happens. So this caravan coming up, what we're getting right now, the information that we're getting, is that there's 5,000 illegals coming across the border every single day now. That may fluctuate from day to day. They just can't control it. And that's why the president is so up in arms about it, right? The San Diego Union-Tribune is an article that came out today. Wendy Frey, is it today? Yeah. Is Tijuana prepared for next caravan? Now, it's obviously, down in San Diego, you're going to write this in the Union Tribune about what's going on in Tijuana. And an article is that with a new caravan on the way, Tijuana government officials have not given much thought to avoiding the chaos that arrived in November with 6,000 Central American migrants. Forward thinking and thoughts about what to do to prepare for such things is just something that's not in the mind of Tijuana government officials. I can tell you that. This is a common, well, let's hope they don't come here, said Leonardo Neri, a federal volunteer and the coordinator for a temporary migrant shelter on the eastern outskirts of Tijuana. Neri said officials in El Bataro are winding down as most, says operations at El Bataro are winding down, as most of the remaining migrants have found work and alternate living arrangements in Tijuana. He said no plans have been made about whether it will be reopened or used as a shelter when or if the next caravan arrives. At other shelters across Tijuana, resources remain strained, volunteers are weary, and conditions are crowded. Beleaguered aid workers are barely able to work up or look up from one dire situation to the next. Isn't that amazing? Meanwhile, remnants of a current caravan from Honduras crossed into Chiapas as recently as Saturday. Tijuana Mayor Juan Manuel Glostrom issued a statement this week refusing to apologize for the initial shelter condition when migrants arrived in November, saying his primary obligation is to the residents of Tijuana. Tijuana city officials insist the caravan was a federal responsibility from the start, and the previous caravan arrived in the city at a unique time when they were in a period of transition from interfederal government. That will not be the case in the next caravan, said Cesar Palencia, the city's director of migrant assistance. Well, they have a city's director in charge of that stuff. Says we warned them from the beginning that we did not have the resources to deal with this amount of people, said Placencia, but still gave them shelter and food and provided medicine from the very beginning of their arrival in Tijuana. When Mexico's new president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, was sworn into office, the federal government took over operations and conditions and resources improved at a newer, bigger shelter across town. So what is Tijuana to do now? Well, you see, the reason why I'm bringing this up, because it obviously spills over into the United States. Some way, somehow, they get across the border. Obviously, they go down to Otay Mesa, beyond that, and sneak across that way. Once across, they're across, right? That's the way it works. That's the way it works. You know, it's kind of interesting. I know sometimes we talk about controversial things in this radio show. And sometimes we get bleeped out. I think the systems are bleeping us out. But I know that. Anyway, some people are just sort of letting me know that on the side. So just be patient, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get it all sorted out. But thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21art.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, hold tight. Yeah, hold tight. Going to burn down the house, right? Oh, shouldn't say such things. Some people might believe it. You know, I would hate it if that was to happen. Yeah, burning down the house. Burning down the house. That was a great song back in the day. That really was. Let's see the latest going on here. Trump rallies GOP to back wall as McConnell preps bill to fund security and reopen the government. Okay. Well, that's the talk right now. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time. This is the current thing that's going on in the news, is that Mitch McConnell has stepped in. Shocking. Mitch McConnell. You know, I'm not a fan of Mitch, as you know. McConnell says president's plan for border security is best path to reopen government. Adam Schiff, 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 Schiff. A real president would end shutdown right now, right away. As if Adam Schiff is going to give you any kind of advice, right? What he should do is probably check into his good friend Ed Bach. You know, that's the guy who's the money bundler that is in North Hollywood, not too far from Adam Schiff's district, congressional district, in which there were found two black men, meth addicts, that he made meth addicts, by the way. This Ed Bach, who's a bundler. See, Ed Bach likes black men, young black men in particular. He likes to give them methamphetamine and watch them get high on it and then do sexual things with them. That's Ed Bach. That's Adam Schiff's friend. So Adam Schiff said a real president. So a real president in the vision that you might have of an Ed Bach, Adam Schiff. I'm sorry, do I sound a little bit cynical about Adam Schiff, Schiff? I wonder why. He's also Jerry Brown's friend, this Ed Bach. Jerry Brown's friend. Isn't that interesting? I hear he's got some Buddhist things going on his property in Colusa. It's kind of interesting. The things you hear about people. That's I'm just saying that's just the way it is. Okay, let's get some real meat and potatoes on some other stories that are pretty hot and heavy, though. This is one, if you check our website, this came out from Steve Frank. I'm going to give Steve Frank credit on this. There was a story that came out from Sabrina Canfield. The Fifth Circuit slashes Planned Parenthood Medicaid coverage. Shocking. Shocking. It says the Fifth Circuit on Thursday overturned a ruling barring Texas from eliminating Planned Parenthood from the state's Medicaid program based on a sting video made by anti-abortion activists supposedly showing clinic representatives bartering the sale of fetal tissue. So this is the overturned. On Thursday, they overturned a ruling barring Texas from eliminating Planned Parenthood. So the New Orleans-based Federal Appeals Court struck down a February 2017 preliminary injunction issued by U.S. Judge Sam Sparks in Austin Federal Court, finding that Texas Health and Human Services Commission likely acted to disenroll qualified health care providers from Medicaid without cause. On Thursday, the three-judge Fifth Circuit panel sent the issue back to Sparks for review. The record reflects that the Texas Office of Inspector General had submitted a report from a forensic firm concluding that the video was authentic and not deceptively edited, and the plaintiffs did not identify any particular omission or addition to the video footage, according to a footnote in the ruling penned by U.S. Circuit Judge Edith Jones. The unanimous panel ruled that Sparks hadn't followed proper standard in his decision to issue the injunction and said he would examine more closely whether Planned Parenthood clinic staff members are qualified under Medicaid's medical and ethical standards. Uh-oh. In November 2015, five Planned Parenthood affiliates and seven Jane Doe plaintiffs filed a federal class action suit seeking to preserve Medicaid coverage for birth control access, cancer screening, and other non-abortive related health services that could affect as many as 12,500 people following the release of the heavily edited fetal tissue videos in 2015, Texas officials claim Planned Parenthood and its affiliates had misrepresented the services it provided, saying the clinics engaged in a policy of agreeing to and a willingness to violate Medi-Cal and ethical standards. They allege Planned Parenthood alters the type and timing of abortions performed for the purposes of harvesting tissue. Wow. Judge Sparks' injunction noted that investigations into the state's allegations came up empty. The investigation found no wrongdoing by Planned Parenthood, Gulf Coast, but the grand jury indicted the two anti-abortion activists who created the video. Sparks wrote in his order, charges against the video makers were later dropped. The videos in question were made as part of a sting operation by anti-abortionist group Center for Medical Progress, which heavily edited footage to make it appear as if Planned Parenthood sells tissue from aborted fetuses for research. Texas law allows donation of tissues for research, but it prohibits the exchange of money for organs. Subsequent investigations led by 13 states conclude that Planned Parenthood was not in the wrong. Texas was among the many states that tried to defund Planned Parenthood based on the videos. In October 2015, the state accused the clinic of violating ethical standards and began a series of attacks aimed at ousting it from the state Medicaid program. Planned Parenthood sued the following month, and Sparks' 42-page ruling said the state's claims were as sensational as the best-selling novel. Oh, no. A secretly recorded video, fake names, grand jury indictment, congressional investigation, Sparks ordered, said, "These are the building blocks of a best-selling novel rather than a case concerning the interplay of a federal and state authority through the Medicaid program." The Fifth Circuit, however, found that Planned Parenthood Coast has sold tissue for outside research and directed Sparks to give greater consideration to state findings on whether clinic staff members are qualified under Medicaid's medical and ethical standards. The appeals court judges said that in investigating the videos, Texas found that Planned Parenthood had violated generally accepted medical standards. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said he was pleased with Thursday's ruling. Planned Parenthood's reprehensible conduct captured in undercover videos proves that it is not qualified. So Planned Parenthood did not immediately respond to that. So just when you thought it was interesting, right? This is what Steve Frank writes about this. Now, you know, this is California Political Review. This is his blog in response to this this appeals court from the Fifth Circuit. It says, Texas just got SpaceX from Los Angeles. Hundreds of thousands of Californians have moved to Texas. That is a state where the GOP has total control while California has total Democratic control. This is him writing about this. It says the federal court has ruled that Texas does not have to fund a private organization providing abortions, and Planned Parenthood can continue giving abortions, but without Texas tax dollars. Sacramento can't find enough money to give to Planned Parenthood. The unanimous panel ruled that Sparks hadn't followed proper standard. This is the judge, of course. In November 2015, it says, following the release of the heavily edited fetal tissues report, Texas officials claim Planned Parenthood and its affiliates had misrepresented the services it provides. Of course, Steve is really knocking on California, isn't he? It says, babies are now much safer in Texas than in California. And the taxpayers are safer in Texas for many reasons than the folks in California. Isn't that interesting? Babies are now much safer in Texas than California. What about policemen? They aren't safe in California.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back. Here we are. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so Donald Trump, President of the United States, is taking on the deep staters again. And it looks like they're trying to come up with some sort of reasonable conclusion to the wall situation. And Mitch McConnell's been called in. Uncle Mitch. What was it? Sing Along with Mitch. Remember that? Well, maybe you don't remember. I remember Sing Along with Mitch. It was a sing-along show with Mitch. What's it? Mitch Miller? Is that what his name? Mitch Miller. Glenn Miller. Oh, Glenn Miller. By the way, Glenn Miller, you probably don't know who Glenn Miller is. Kind of an interesting thing. Most people, I do. My parents were way big into Glenn Miller. And as a result, they loved his music. And his music was really popular in the 30s and 40s. And he died in an airplane crash in the English Channel. I think it was sometime, it was in 1944. I know, listen, this is, some of you, I'm gonna play a couple of his songs, just because I can, and I want to. It's just sort of a side little note to history here. But Glenn Miller, not to be confused with Mitch Miller. Okay, Glenn Miller. They think they found, it's Sorry, I'm going to get this all queued up for you. They think they found the airplane that he was in, okay? And so the plane was a single-seater plane, not a single-engine plane, big plane, and a big single-engine plane. You see a lot of those planes. I guess they still fly that type of aircraft up in Alaska and stuff like that. You can put floats on it and that sort of stuff. So, but his plane did not have floats, but he was flying from England to Paris to do a band thing, a tour, if you will, for the troops. You know, yeah, he was given a commission to be in the army during World War II, which is very, very typical of what happened during World War II. A lot of people were pressed into service and things of that nature at that point in time. And Glenn Miller, this is some of the stuff he used to set, play out. These are going to be abbreviated, so I'm not going to, you know, play the whole big band thing, but this was a couple of the songs that he played, and I'll play this one right now and see if we can get this up and running. We got to do a Groupon thing here first before we can get into that. Oh, here we go. So I'm going to play this now. Here you go. Glenn Miller, In the Mood. I think we're going to play it, right? It's playing. It's playing. Where is it? Is it playing? Is it playing? What's going on here? Sorry, it's playing. Here we go. Just a little side note to history that this is a YouTube now, and I'm looking at the number of viewers since this YouTube was first published in December 6, 2010. It's got, to show you, this is still popular, 20 million views of just this one. Midnight Serenade. Let's try this one. This is an... Just a little bit of a flavor for Glenn Miller. This one has 4 million views since 2014. I mean, it's amazing. This is big band era stuff, and it's still extremely popular. This is a Midnight Serenade. They don't have the wrong thing. Smoke on the Water. No, that's that's the wrong one. It can't be that one. No Smoke on the Water for you. Wipe out the safari. What is? Wait a minute. Oh, here we go. This is Chattanooga Choo Choo.
The whole universe is coming to our event.
Yes, they are. They're coming to the new California State Convention. Here we go. Chattanooga Choo Choo. I think. Well, this is from the movie, the Glenn Miller story. No, is it? No, that's real Glenn Miller there. Chattanooga Choo Choo, 19. This one popped out. 2009, Sun Valley Serenade. Where's the Chattanooga Choo Choo business? Let's see what they got here. Here we go. So that's the Chattanooga Choo Choo, and it's more to this. I'm bringing this up because, you know, this is a bygone era, of course, of music. It's back when people actually could play musical instruments, and they probably learned them in school or in church. That was church and school. Let's see, what was going wrong with that picture? The churches and the schools were kind of like together back in the day. This is in the 30s and 40s we're talking about, the musical era of which all this came about. And then the run-up into World War II. Now, this one has, since 2009, just this is part of a movie called The Glenn Miller Story. But the band itself is actually the Glenn Miller Band that was still intact. The movie was made in 1953. Now, here's the deal. The plane crashed in 1944. And they think they just found it. After all these years, Glenn Miller, his plane may have been found, has gone missing. It's kind of like the Amelia Earhart thing. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be reading grievance number 52 today. And I'd like to give you a little commentary on these grievances, because I know a lot of people are wondering, what are these grievances? Why do we do them? They're part of the Declaration of Independence process. We've been in process of the Declaration of Independence for about over a year now. 52, well, it's 50, it's 50, technically, it's 53 weeks old, because it was last Tuesday, a week ago Tuesday, the 15th, that we celebrated the Declaration of Independence, 1 year anniversary. Had a big gathering in Yuba City, California, actually. It's quite wonderful. And in that gathering, we brought together a whole bunch of people to celebrate the first anniversary of the Declaration of Independence that we read last week, reread. We should probably reread it here again. I don't know why, you know, we missed that last week. I don't know why we did. I think it was just chaotic. Well, last week was chaotic. This week is really chaotic. So, but a little bit of commentary about this week's grievance number 52, given on January 22nd. And this is kind of interesting about how all this stuff plays out, and how we do the run-up. We give you the preamble, the new California State Constitution, the First Amendment of the United States, and so on. And then we get into the actual grievance itself. And these grievances are posted up on the website. And this is how grievance number 52 rolls out. And I'll give you some commentary if we have enough time. State of New California, grievance 52, Declaration of Grievance, Statement of Facts. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical state government which fails to provide a Republican form of governance, enables and supports across its border, southern borders the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator who openly defies federal law. California state government is in direct violation of the following. United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. United States Constitution, Article 6, Section 2, the Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made of, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, and anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. Targeting law enforcement is now the order of the day. All law enforcement officers in California are now targeted for death. California's tyrannical governor and monoparty government, along with their associates at the county and city levels, have painted targets on the chest of California's law enforcement in their quest to make the state the most lawless and tyrannical government of any state in the Union of States. U.S. citizens and their law enforcement protectors have been denied their constitutional rights under Article 4, Section 4, and Article 6, Section 2 of the United States Constitution by the state of California in an attempt to destabilize civil society. Article 4, Section 4 is known as the Guarantee Clause of the U.S. Constitution, and the state and federal governments must provide to the citizens of the United States the three elements of Article 4, Section 4, Republican form of government, protect each of them against invasion, protect against domestic violence. Article 6, Section 2, Supremacy Clause, is the article in the U.S. Constitution that binds the Union of States together. It is the supreme law of the land. In the last month, the citizens of California have buried two of their finest law enforcement officers following the senseless killings, the murders of Newman, California Corporal Rennell Singh and Davis, California Officer Natalie Corona occurred in a lawless state government environment in which sanctuary status and general lawlessness and criminal behavior is legalized by government apparatus. California's Constitution has been modified over 530 times since its adoption in 1879. Modifications to the Constitution include propositions to redistrict state assembly, Senate, and federal seats to the House of Representatives, top two candidate primary system, 11-month legislature, and the system to limit the terms of office for state legislators and governor. These major modifications of the California Constitution have, over the past 50 years, created a totalitarian governance system conducive to corruption and lawlessness from the state capital to the smallest of municipalities. Combined with Soviet-style regionalism and the rise of the bureaucratic establishment, have opened the door to corruption on a scale never before seen in United States history. The corruptors who have opened the door have invited criminals from all over the world to create lawlessness against the citizens of the United States living in California. Now, these same international corruptors are targeting California law enforcement officers tasked with protecting and serving their communities. Utilizing the mechanisms of the corrupted state government, laws enabling criminal cartels have been put in place that force law enforcement agencies and their officers actively to expose themselves to the citizens of the United States living in California to life-threatening circumstances. Insurrection. The government of California, the current governor, and monoparty system, along with their elected officials, are following a coordinated design with the intent to actively engage in acts of insurrection against the United States Constitution. The Insurrection Act of 1807 is a United States federal law that governs the ability of the United States, or the President of the United States, to deploy military troops within the United States to put down lawlessness, insurrection, and rebellion. And we end it by this. Prayer. The citizens of New California State pray for the President to exercise his authority under the Insurrection Act of 1807 to end the tyranny being foisted upon the United States citizens living in California State. That's what we call abdication of authority. And there it is. Grievance number 52. Grievance 52, lawlessness against police force. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head.
I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Tomorrow we're going to be bringing you some information about the new Nevada State Declaration of Independence. It's pretty interesting. Now we've got dos states in the binder for statehood, and it's pretty exciting. Pretty exciting stuff. We're starting to get some people excited in the media, and we're going to bring you some of that information. There's going to be stuff coming out. I haven't seen the media reports about their gig yesterday in Pahrump. It was pretty interesting. There's Facebook information. We have some information on the new California website under news. You can check that out. But it's interesting. Now, we're going to be following up on a couple of things tomorrow. And we have stories posted up about this on the Agenda 21 radio website. But Mahong, you know, the guy who's prompted all the Yellow Vester business, it's interesting. It says, in Versailles, Macron vows reform to avoid king's fate. Off with his head, they said. Yeah. The thing about why it's so different in France from in California, because we're going to form a new state, and we're following our constitution. They don't have our constitution in France, en français. They don't. So they have a different way of dealing with these kind of changes in governance. When they start to do the Yellow Vester thing and it starts to get to be a pretty aggressive thing, they start rounding up the people, round up the usual suspects, and then things start to change. So off with the head, that's what starts to happen. They break out the guillotines. And in fact, in France, they've been rolling these guillotines out. Guillotines. Trailing them around town, putting them on trailers, on cars, trailing them around. Just to kind of intimidate people like Macron. That won't happen in California. We'd never do that with Gavin Newsom, of course. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and NewCaliforniaState.com. Remember, you are exceptional Americans. Stay strong, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.